The Traveler's Journal, August 27th. Enjoying the Riesling on the Mittelmoselle. Although the Moselle River rises in France, it twists and turns its way through narrow German valleys for 150 miles before pouring into the Rhine at the town of Koblenz. The tiny villages along the Moselle are among Germany's most ancient. The Romans, who built an outpost at the town of Trier 2,000 years ago, were quick to recognize that these steep slate hillsides were ideal for growing grapes. Viticulture has been a primary activity in these parts ever since. Today, over 30,000 acres of the steep and south-facing slopes are covered with grapevines. In picturesque villages such as Neumagen, Bernkastel, and Traben-Trarbach, Riesling is king. Wine along the Moselle is still a cottage industry, with boutique vineyards and relatively little glitz. Uncork a magnificent Riesling in a tiny half-timbered tasting room, and its memory will linger on your taste buds for years. Spätlese, pressed from overripe grapes, will be weightier, and the vibrant fruitiness of Eiswein, made from grapes that have been frozen on the vine, can make some of the best Sauternes taste like varnish. Even the least costly Qualitäts wine will seem like ambrosia if sipped on a sun-washed veranda over a lunch of roast pork and potatoes. In August, September, and early October, the vines become pendulous with fruit. Fall is an ideal touring time, either by car or the white boats which ply the narrow river. For wine lovers, the Mittelmoselle will truly be a sip of heaven. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.